Section 9. Accidents and Financial Responsibility. In New Hampshire, there are more than 30,000 crashes reported each year. All drivers have the responsibility to do their best to prevent collisions. If every driver always obeyed the rules and drove sensibly, driving would be safer. However, drivers often encounter other road users, such as other drivers, pedestrians, and bicyclists who ignore the rules and laws that apply to them. Drivers should learn to drive defensively, which means drivers must watch for illegal acts and the driving errors of other drivers and adjust their driving accordingly so as to avoid a crash. Accident procedures. What to do when an accident happens? No one wants to be involved in a crash. However, crashes do happen. If a crash occurs, drivers should stop. If possible, move the vehicle off the road so that traffic is not blocked from passing the site of the crash. Call 911 if there are injuries. Give aid to any injured people, but do not move them unless it is necessary, and be sure an ambulance has been called. Get the following information for all people involved in the crash: names and addresses, driver's license numbers and state of issue, license plate number and state of issue of all vehicles involved in the crash, make, model, and year of all vehicles involved in the crash, insurance information, if applicable. Get the names and addresses of any witnesses or injured persons. Reporting an accident. New Hampshire law requires that an accident report be filed with the Division of Motor Vehicles within 15 days if there is a fatality, injuries, or if the combined property damage totals more than $1,000 as a result of the accident. If the crash is investigated by a police officer, drivers are not required to file a separate report to the Division of Motor Vehicles. The report filed by the police officers will satisfy the reporting requirement. However, if a driver involved wishes to file an accident, they may do so. The operator report, DSMV 400, may be obtained at any DMV office around the state, on our website at www.nh.gov/safety/division/dmv/forms.htm under Documents and Forms, or at any police department. If the driver is injured and is unable to complete the report, it may be filed by a passenger or the owner of the vehicle. If a driver is uncertain if the combined property damage is over $1,000, it is recommended to file an operator report with the DMV to ensure compliance with the law. Financial responsibility. Insurance. Almost all states require drivers to purchase automobile insurance. New Hampshire has no mandatory law, so a driver may drive a vehicle within the state of New Hampshire without insurance. However, if a driver is involved in an uninsured accident, they could be held responsible for payment of all damages to the other person's property and the payment of all medical bills arising out of the crash. If a driver is unable to pay for these damages and medical bills, New Hampshire law requires the Division of Motor Vehicles to suspend the driver's driving privileges until a settlement has been reached. New Hampshire law may also require a driver to carry insurance for several years after having an uninsured accident in the form of an SR-22 certificate being filed by an insurance company. This type of insurance gives protection to the driver, to the occupants of the vehicle, and any damages to any vehicle involved in the accident. Financial responsibility. There are motor vehicle convictions that would also require a driver to show the DMV proof of insurance, SR-22, in order to have their driving and registration privileges reinstated. Driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Failing to stop and report when involved in a crash. Homicide arising out of the operation of a motor vehicle. Second offense, reckless driving. After a review of a driver's record of all traffic violations, just cause hearing.